It's Matthew West, and next thing you know.
It's 8:08. Good morning. This is the Family Friendly Morning Show. I'm Leslie. Josh is hanging out with us this morning because Gary's on vacation.
That's right.
And, you know, at 9:30 today, I am going to be attending a, I don't know how to call it. I guess you could say memorial service, but I say a celebration of life for a very, very special man. His name is Alan Ike. And he lost his life on the 17th, just a couple days ago, flying a plane. And he was a pilot. He loved to fly. And he and his wife, Sue, are very, very good friends of ours and very strong Christians. Matter of fact, we went out to dinner with them once, and he can't not talk about Jesus. I mean, he was like, he asked the waitress, "Is there anything we can pray for you for today?" And I, you know, blown away. And then he heard some people talking about their religion across the table, you know, at a different table. He went over and introduced himself and started talking about Jesus to them. I mean, this is a man who definitely is in the presence of Jesus Christ right now. And for that, I sing hallelujah, you know? And I went over to see his wife the other day. And it was an overwhelming day. I mean, it was just the day after. And, you know, the news kept coming and people were coming in and out. I really didn't want to go because I thought, well, I don't want to bother her. She's probably got family and whatever. But I got in my car to go to the grocery store and somehow I ended up at her house and I went in and I just, you know, I was hugging her and I was just like, you know, I'm so sorry that you're feeling this loss right now, but praise God, he is in heaven right now, you know? And I said, can I pray with you? And so I took her over to the side and we were sitting in the little window seat and we started praying. And, you know, I was praying for comfort and peace and some other things. I don't even remember what I was saying. And I was just kind of overcome and tears were falling out of my eyes. And it was like I heard God say, just praise me. Praise me in the middle of this. Tell her to praise me in the middle of this. And so I started praising him and the tears were falling and we held hands and just praised the Lord. I don't know how long it was, but somebody ended up walking up and, you know, and so we ended up having to stop. But I thought that is such a great message from God that even at a time like that, we can still sing hallelujah. We can still say he is in control. He is sovereign. He knows what's best. And it is his will, you know, that he would be glorified in Alan's life and in his passing. And I'm excited about this celebration of life today because I know that somebody needs Jesus, because when somebody like that dies, it's not in vain. And there's a song, we don't play it yet or anything, but Bethany Dillon sings it. It's on her new CD. And I heard it this morning on the way in and I thought, I have to play this song because it says exactly what my heart is telling me right now. And that is that no matter what comes to me, please help me to sing hallelujah.